Parsha Perspectives for today. Great to be back together again after a long break. We have the privilege this week of reading and learning Parshas Kisavo together, an incredible Parsha. Every Parsha in the Torah is amazing. You're not supposed to have favorites, but Sefer Dvarim is special. It is special halachically. It's special in terms of its authorship and its inspiration, but it's special also in terms of its content. It's so filled with such messages. Moshe's monologue, his soliloquy, his Moser Shmuz to the Jewish people on their cusp of entering the land, serves to be our Moser Shmuz on the cusp of entering the new year. And there's so many beautiful and amazing ideas in it. I can't wait to share. Our Parsha series is generously sponsored by two amazing families, Becky and Avi Katz, and family member of David Grossman, Lila Nishmas, David Menachem Monish. We remain very grateful to the Katzes for their generosity, and generously sponsored by the Dyckman family, member of their daughter and sister, Daniela, Rachaba, Shalom, Ezra, Neshama, should have an aliyah. One quick housekeeping note. We have WhatsApp groups for each of the Shiurim, Parsha 2, where we post the schedule and the Parsha write-up, sometimes a bonus Dvar Torah. We're moving over to a WhatsApp community. It's safer, more secure. Nobody will be able to take your number or solicit you for anything or enter the group who shouldn't be there. So you need to join because we're going to stop the group soon. In the groups, we posted the link for the community. Make sure to move over so you stay up to date on everything. And please God, we'll take it from there. Page 1068 in the Art Scroll Stone Chumash. Parshas Kisavaya Kisavaya L'Art Hashem L'Kachat Nosein L'cha Nachala. And it will be when you enter the land that Hashem gives you, V'rishta V'yashavta Ba, that you will possess it, you'll inherit it, take ownership over it, and you dwell in it, you'll settle it, you'll live there. And Rav Druk and his Lavos Eish, we'll begin with a Rav Druk. He wonders, Yesh la'ayin b'loshen ha-pasuk. There's something unusual. The language, the formulation of this pasuk deviates from the ordinary expression, the way Hashem communicates. It says, Vayaki savo, it will be when you enter the land. Why doesn't it say, V'haya ki yevi'acha Hashem? It will be when Hashem brings you. So many other places in the Torah, the formulation, the language is, V'haya ki yevi'acha. For example, earlier in Sefer Devarim, Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud, it will be when God brings you to the land He promised your forefathers. Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Chav Tes, Parshas Bo, when we're given the mitzvah of the matzah, Chagah Matzos, Pesach, it'll be when God brings you in to the land. V'avartas avodazos b'chodesh hazeh, v'cheina v'cheina, says Rav Druk. So many places in the Torah, the formulation is when God will bring you in. And here, instead of attributing, instead of it being when God will bring you in, what does it say? Vayaki savo. Vayaki savo. Why the difference? Why the difference? So here's what he says. Yitachen lefarish lefim ha-shakasvu ha-mefarshim b'tam mitzvah sabas bikurim. This is the introduction to a mitzvah of bikurim. A farmer in Israel, their first fruits from the seven species of the land of Israel, only those. The first fruit that grows, the Rambam describes at length, the Mishnayos, based on the Mishnayos, the first bud of the first fruit, you tie a ribbon around it to identify which is the first one, nurture it and protect it and lovingly, affectionately take care of it, and then finally harvest it, pluck it, and with great pomp and circumstance, parade it to Yerushalayim and present it. Our parsha is this mitzvah of Bikurim. And the reason for the mitzvah of Bikurim is k'dei l'sheyeda adam shelashem haaretz umla'a. And the whole origin, the mitzvah, the purpose of Bikurim is to know that even though we think we've worked hard, we plant, we plow, we plant, we nurture, we nourish, we protect, we water, we take care. And then when we pluck, when we harvest that first fruit, we think it's ours. It belongs to us. Our creativity, our ingenuity, our hard work. We need to know, no, Lashem Haratzim La, this world and everything in it, it belongs to Him. And any success we have, we are the junior partner. He's the senior partner. It wouldn't happen without him. And we are like an aris. An aris is a sharecropper. And the rule and the law of the sharecropper is that the field, the land owner, hires the sharecropper and says, look, I provide the land, you do the work, and what you harvest, you'll be paid from. But even as you're in that land every day, you're plowing and you're planting and you're watering and you're weeding and you're winnowing and you're harvesting, never for one moment get confused. Never think for one second this land belongs to you. The title, the deed, it's in my name. I own the land. I've just hired you to work it, and you'll get paid from it. And we need to know that even if our deed, and even if the lien, and even if the mortgage on our house has our name, it all belongs to Hashem. L'Hashem haaretz u'mla'ah. So when we grow that first thing, even after all the hard work and the energy and the time and the sacrifice we put in, it doesn't belong to us. We take it to Yerushalayim because it's Bikurim, the first fruit. It belongs to Hashem. The thing that we would be most proud of, the thing we'd be most connected with, that first, even that we give to Him. It says, Ki Savo, when you'll come, not when you'll enter based on your effort, lest you think you conquer, lest you think you're there because you showed the courage and the heroism, lest you think any safety or security is because of you. Yes, you deserve credit. And yes, we have to have endless gratitude. But it's all because of Him. So Davka, the introduction to Bikurim, which is a lesson, an education in knowing the whole world belongs to Him, specifically there, the language is Kisavo. When you enter, like you're brought into the land, like you're beamed up to the land, like you were transported to the land, you think you get the credit? You think it's because of you? Everything, where you go and what you have and what you harvest, it is all from Him. And that's why the language deviates here, writes Rav Druk. I want to share with you a few incredible Menachem Tzions this morning. Rav Menachem Ben Tzion Zaks, we've been learning from his new Sefer, or the new edition of his old Sefer, Menachem Tzion. Again, he was a Rav in Chicago, but the son-in-law of Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim. He himself was a Yerushalmi, born in Yerushalayim, before he came to America for whatever reason. And he writes, the Jewish people merit the land of Israel for two reasons. Number one, Havtachas Hashem, Asher Hashem Elokecha Nosein Lecha Nachala, because God promised it to you as an inheritance. So the promise of Hashem, Havtachas Hashem, V'chein Ba'amo Yisrael Rishta, and also coupled with the hard work, the effort, the selfless sacrifice. Eretz Yisrael's nicknames be Yisurin. The land of Israel is acquired with Yisurin, with effort. It was true then when we originally conquered it, and it's true now for the amazing people who make Aliyah, whom we're in awe of and jealous of. So many from our community, I think 15 families made Aliyah this summer, and they'll tell you and describe to you, it is both unbelievable and simultaneously not necessarily easy. Eretz Yisrael nicknames b'Yisurin. There's a combination. If we enter the land, it's because of two reasons, writes the Menachem Tzion. Number one, Avtachas Hashem, that's the Pasuk, Hashem Lekecha Nosein Lecha Nachala, He promised. But number two, because of Amal Yisrael, the effort, the sacrifice, the work. Amnam B'Zchuseinu Haikara, so which one is the central? Which is the core? Which is the main one? And which is the secondary one? The main one is the promise of Hashem. Hashem promised, but to access the promise, we have to put in the work. But never get confused and think the work is what yielded the outcome. It's that the work is the prerequisite. It's the key that turns the lock to get the outcome, but the outcome is the promise of Hashem. And that's why it says, Rav Menachem Ben Tzion Zaks, this opening of the Pasuk, Kisava, when you enter, is in what formulation? Single or plural? It's in the singular, Lashon Yachid. Lahoros ki bias ha'aretz yichova ha'mutel so ko yachid v'yachid v'Yisrael. V'ayomer yachid ki kasha ko yudim yavo la'aretz, avos gam ani yavo. Every individual has to ask themselves not if, but when. It's written in the singular, because you can't and shouldn't say, when everyone picks up and goes, then I'll go too. I'll be the last one, I'll turn the lights out. When everyone goes, I'll go. When they build the school, the community, the yeshiva, everything exactly what I'm looking, what I want to transfer and transport, then I'll go, I'll turn off the lights. It's written, Lashon Yachid writes, the Menachem Tzion, because each individual needs to consider it a personal obligation, a personal challenge, a personal calling. There are legitimate reasons not to make Aliyah, but there are no legitimate reasons not to be struggling with when one will finally move. And that's why it's in the singular. Ein v'haya ala Lashon Simcha. And it begins, V'haya kisavo, and it will be when you enter. And the Medrash Vayikra Rabba Chazal tell us, whenever we have the word Vayihi, it means Lashon Simcha, joy, joyfulness. Ein l'smoach ela b'yeshiva sa'aretz, yalzeh nemar b'shiv Hashem shiv ha'tzion, az yemale yischok pinu, u'lishoneinu rina. Be joyful, be happy, see the bracha and the blessing, see the miracle of the opportunity, of the privilege, of the right to be there. Ein v'haya ela lashon simcha v'haya, ki savo al ha'aretz. I had the privilege to spend time in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim this past summer. And I have to tell you, Yerushalayim, there's incredible traffic everywhere. And at first, it's pretty frustrating. It's pretty annoying. You might as well be on the Van Wyck. You know, it's Chodesh Elul. You know what they say? We should be like the Van Wyck, always working on ourselves, always having work done for life. So you might as well stay the kind of traffic. So at first, you're miserable, you're frustrated, because Waze says it's 1.2 miles away, 35 minutes, you know? And then you realize, wow, on Tisha B'Av, we just read Nachim, that describes Yerushalayim as Ir HaShomima V'HaChareva, a city that's desolate, that's empty, that's barren, that's in ruins, that's destroyed. And there's Jewish traffic in Yerushalayim. You can't get anywhere because Jews are all over Yerushalayim and there's traffic. V'haya, ein v'haya ela lashon simcha. So you build in the extra time and you sit in the traffic and you say, for 2,000 years, what would Jews have given to be in such traffic? Anachem, on Tisha B'Av, to be able to say, Shomema, Chareva? No, not where I'm going, not where I'm trying to get to. There's traffic, Ein Vahaya, Ela, Lashon, Simcha. And then it tells us, Lakachtim, Yerushis, Kopri, Adama, bring the first fruit, Asher Tavi, Me'aretz, Hashem, Lekachon, Hussein, Lach, Dafka from the seven species that grow the Rasam to Betana, put in a basket and take it Alamakam. Even though we know it's Yerushalayim, it's based on Mikdash, the Torah is always intentionally ambiguous and describes Yerushalayim as the place that God chose, the place that we have to search, the place that we have to look for, the place that our spiritual compass will draw us to. It doesn't give us the coordinates because we need to follow our spiritual instinct and we need to find it. Pasuk Gimel. Ubasa al kohen asher b'yamehem. Come to the kohen in that time. V'amarte elav and tell him. He got it to hayom l'Hashem l'kecha. Ki basi al ha'aretz asher nishba Hashem l'avoseinu l'aseis lanu. I've come to the land that Hashem swore to our forefathers to give us. So you come and you declare. You declare, I've come to the land. Now wonders. Wonders of Menachem Mitzion Zax. Menachem Tzion number 2. Ki basi al ha'aretz. He got it to. What lashon is he got it to? Pay attention. These mefarshim, we often see it in the Rishonim, but all commentaries, they are paying careful attention to the grammar, to the tense, in order to derive the lessons. So what tense is he got it to? He got it to. He got it to is, l'chora lashon, he got it to tamua, ki arei adayin lo higid klum. What do you mean, he got it to? I said, I pronounced, I do declare that Hashem, I've come into your land. You didn't declare anything. When does it happen? You bring the Bikurim to Yerushalayim and you wave the basket and there's parade and pomp and circumstance and then there's a whole recitation. There's a whole liturgy. You haven't said anything yet. So why does it say he got it to you? I declared. V'efshar lomar te'etzem ha'alicha mikok tzos ha'aretz l'havya Bikurim zeh levad kvar nechshav kilu kvar higid ha'chanas ha'gedolas ha'tekasim ha'nedarim sh'nizkarim b'mishnah Bikurim. It's a brilliant insight. Both Menachem Tzion and Rav Druk says similarly. Sometimes we declare with our words, and often we declare with our actions. I hate to put it in the same sentence. I shouldn't even quote him. But Woody Allen said famously that 90% of life is showing up. You say so much by showing up. Showing up to a Shiva call, and showing up to the Simcha. Showing up to the class, and showing up to the volunteer opportunity. Showing up when you show up. 90% of life is showing up. Says Rav Menachem Mitzion Zaks, says Rav Druk, he got it to you. We speak volumes with where and how we show up. Even if we don't open our mouth, even if we don't recite or articulate a word. Hachanas ha'gedolos, all the preparations. Hatekasim ha'ne'adarim, and all the tekasim, all the ceremonies that the Mishnah Bikurim describes. Midvarim, that, and this is a smach in Tehillim. Hashamayim is sapring kvod keil amasa yadav magid arakiya. Ein amav ein dvarim belinishma kolam b'chol aretz yatzar kavam v'tevam malayim. Yeshlam chavayos v'chazyonos marshimim. There are experiences and there are places in life. There are moments in life that embed, imprint, that write themselves on our soul, that say so much, that are incredible, big experiences. He tells a story. There was a chassid who came from far away to see his Rebbe. And when he came into his yechidus, the Rebbe didn't say a word. He just listened. The chassid unburdened, unloaded, asked for brachas, and the Rebbe just looked him in the eyes. Uboros kelapide esh. And his eyes, the eye contact, the eyes of the Rebbe burned like a fire. When the chassid left, the other chassidim said, no. What did the Rebbe say? Analama Rebbe lo amar li klum. Ulam kedai hayali kol ha-Torah chazel lavo mimerchakim. The Rebbe didn't say a word, but it was incredibly worthwhile to come, to just be in his presence, to just receive his gaze, the way he looked at me. He said everything. He got it to Yayom Lashem Elokecha, ki basi el ha'aretz. I told Hashem how? It's not what I said. The farmer at no point declares, here I am, I do declare. I came back from Israel, you know, at customs they say, do you have anything to declare? Who was it, Oscar Wilde? Who was the great one who came through customs and said, I have nothing to declare but my greatness. I did not try that, nor do I think that. So this farmer doesn't enter Yerushalayim. I do declare, higarti hayom, ki basi al ha'aretz. I declare I have arrived. I declare I am here. He doesn't declare it with words. He declares it with his actions. Ki basi al ha'aretz. Because I came, I showed up. Here I am. Ki mevi abikurim asher adam erechak miYerushalayim. This farmer may live far away from Yerushalayim, but wherever he lives, he feels, I'm a resident of Yerushalayim. I'm just waiting for those first fruit to come so I can make my way to Yerushalayim. A Jew, wherever they are, sings Lashana Haba b'Yerushalayim. A Jew, wherever our address, wherever we receive our mail or email, our heart is always in Libi b'Mizrach. We're always in Yerushalayim. So, higadati, by showing up, I declare kibasi al ha'aretz, that even when I'm not here physically, my heart and my attention and my concern, it's always here. Higadati hayom. I announce today. And that's true, showing up. It's true over these last 3 years. And it hasn't been easy. Sometimes it's a remarkable reminder when the skies are closed because ballistic missiles are falling in it and we can't go. We had this horrific reminder throughout Corona. We had the reminder throughout the rounds of this Iran war that it's not always available when we want. So when we can, get up and go. And the ticket prices don't make it easy. And the airlines that aren't competing don't make it easy. And the traffic doesn't necessarily make it easy. But higadati, we say everything about what's most important and central to us by where we show up. Where we show up. And lest you think that army bases are done needing barbecues, you're wrong. And lest you think that the IDF has all the tzitzis they need, I ran into the person who's still in charge who said there's still a shortage and there's volunteers and they're not doing it in the chutz la'aretz anymore, but in Israel, show up and tie tzitzis. There's still work to be done. And just show up. Just show up and shop. Just show up and be. Just show up, higadati hayom, because we say everything by ubasi, without saying words. Higadati hayom, kibasi. And that's true not only for our brothers and sisters in Israel, it's true in life. The people who made an effort and showed up for your simchas, do you show up? Do you show up for Shivakol? Do you show up to check in? Do you show up? Do you show up when the community needs you? Which community? Where do you go? How do you participate? Where do you volunteer? Such a powerful insight. As I said, Rav Druk says similarly, much more interestingly, succinctly here, but he says similarly, higadati, ubasi, yesh ladakte, higadati, lashon avar, it's past tense, hare adayin lo higid klum, farmer hasn't said anything yet. Should say, magid ani, hareini magid, I'm going to say. So he says, this farmer, he's saying everything, just by showing, kevin she'etzam ha'pu'ula hi agada gedola b'yoser she'kol b'zeh kol ha'tircha she'lechvad Hashem Yisbarach. All the effort he made to be there, all the money it cost to get there, and yet he's there, she's there, higadati. We say so much by showing up, where we showed up, and how we show up. Perach ha'vav pasuk hey, moving along. V'anisa v'amarta lefnei Hashem lekecha. And then the farmer says, Arami ovid avi yegered mitzrayim v'gershom b'zeh ma'at. He says, my father was an Aramean, tried to destroy my father. We're all familiar with this. Where are we familiar with it from? We're familiar with it from the from the Haggadah. Let's continue with Rav Druk, Olavos Eish. Haggadah Shel Pesach, and where does this appear in the Haggadah? Arami Yovid Avi Vayered Mitzrayma. Where does this appear in the Haggadah? An Aramean tried to destroy my father. He descended to Egypt. Few in number, he became a great nation, strong and numerous. Where do we say it in the Haggadah? I know it's Erev Rosh Hashanah. But where do we say it on Pesach in the Haggadah? Right after what? I'll give you a hint. Yonatan Rizal. No? We should have Refu Shlema. V'hishamda. V'hishamda la v'sein v'lanu. Shaloacha b'varam alen l'chal l'sein. B'chol dor v'dor. Every generation they tried to kill us. Tseyu l'mad. Now go out and learn. Ma'bikesh lavan arimi l'asos l'yakav avinu. Arami rovid avi. We go from v'hishamda in. Tseyu l'mad. Go darshan. Go learn up. Go have a chavrusa, go give a chabura on that Lavan wanted to destroy us. What does Vihishamda have to do with this? Says Rav Druk the following. Every generation they want to kill us. So, yes, historically in most generations, you can trace exactly who, where, what, when, why. In every generation, anti-Semitism, and we're sadly seeing it again now, our generation. But we didn't have any exceptions to the rule? Did the Jewish people not have any golden ages? Did we not have any reprieve? We did. Before October 7th, a good part of my childhood and my adult life was calm and peaceful, and Jews could walk confidently and safely and with a sense of security. So what do you mean, b'chol dor v'dor? How can we say in every generation? And writes Rav Druk, you know why? Because in every generation there are enemies, and they seek our demise, our destruction, our annihilation. Sometimes we know about them, and we can confront them and defeat them. But often we don't even know what they are planning. We don't even know what they had in mind. We don't even know what they wanted to do. And Hashem makes miracles. We see that, we know that now. There are enemies, there are terrorists. They tried, things blew up in their face, things fell apart. Only afterwards do we learn what they were trying to do. And often we don't even know. I went to, with my son, we visited an army base in Israel. And if you ever take 443, towards Modi'in, on the right side, there's a huge army base, big tall cement walls. There's a big prominent prison there. That army base has 17 units there. One of them is a prison unit. And the most prominent terrorists are held there. And one of the people we met with there doing an extraordinary program, which I'll talk about another time because it deserves to be spoken about, was describing that in his work in the reserves, they were in Khan Yunis and they found paperwork. There are two Arab villages that abut that enormous army base. And they found paperwork in Khan Yunis that Hamas had fighters in those two villages. And on October 7th, they were meant to also participate by storming the prison and trying to release the most prominent terrorists who were held there. We didn't even know. If they didn't discover those papers, we wouldn't even know what they tried to do but didn't work out, or they didn't have the courage, or it was foiled. We wouldn't even know. And this is why, says Rav Druk, we're bringing the case of Lavan Bikesh Lakoros Hakol. You know why? Yaakov Avinu is living in Lavan's home and marrying his daughters and working and building his business and has no idea that all along, all Lavan wants to do is eliminate him. Yaakov Avinu lives a life having no knowledge, without even realizing it, that his father-in-law is trying to destroy him. So, Lemei Demona Mikach, we see from here, Shafila Kasher Lo Ran Be'inayim, even when we can't see empirically, as Kavanosayim Anistaro Shalimus Olam, we don't see and we don't become aware and we don't know unless we discover the papers or unless we discover all the bombs and all the RPGs and all the weapons hidden under the baby crib. We don't even know what they were trying to do. Just like Yaakov didn't know Lavan's nefarious plans. Even in the good times, even when you think everything is safe and secure, you need to know there are those who seek your demise. There are those filled with hate. It might be dormant. It might be under the surface. It might right now not be culturally okay or acceptable for them to express it, but you need to know it's always there. Just like it was for Yaakov, Lavan, Arami, Ovid, Avi, Bikesh, Lakor, Asakol, it's true for us. So, V'hi Sha'amda, B'chol Dor V'Dor, they want to get us. Say Ulamad, and go learn that not only B'chol Dor V'Dor, when you can see it and measure it, and when you know about it, and you can confront it and defeat it, but just like Yaakov, when he didn't even know, nevertheless came out okay, the same is true with us. And that's what we sing every time we say Hallel. What do we sing? Hallelujah Hashem, kol goyim, shabchu kol ha'umim, ki gavar alenu chazda ve'mes Hashem li'olam. Hallelu kol goyim. What do we have, a musical Hallel? We're inviting the non-Jewish neighbors? What's Hallelujah Hashem kol goyim? All of the nations of the world praise God. Kol Goyim, why are we commenting on the nations of the world? The answer is, those who seek our demise, whose plans were destroyed, they know how God intervened in ways we don't even know. They can praise and acknowledge and talk about what happened and how they were stopped and how it was foiled in a way we don't even know, because we don't even know what was planned. That chesed overpowers us. We don't even know about it. They can praise God in ways we can't, because we don't even know everything they were trying to do that we were spared, that we were spared from. Baruch Hashem, we're so grateful to the Ribono Shel Olam. Okay, Perech Vav, Pasuk Tes. Moving along. God, you brought us to this place. And you gave us this incredible land, the land flowing with milk and honey. Hold on, I skipped. V'anisa, one more. Going back. V'anisa v'amart al-fnei Hashem l'kecha. The farmer declares, Arami Ovid Avi. The farmer declares, Rashi, v'anisa. Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Sota, v'anisa. V'anisa. What does the word v'anisa mean? La'anot means to answer. It doesn't say v'amarta, v'dibarta, siparta, v'igarta, v'anisa. So this unusual word is telling us it has to be said in an unusual way. And what's the unusual way? Zakt Rashi, lashon haramas kol. You don't whisper it, you don't say it to yourself, you don't say it quietly. This mikra bikurim, this recitation, has to be done by haramas kol, shout it out loud. Gemara Sota daf lamed beis says v'anisa v'amarta b'lashon hakodesh. It has to be said in Hebrew. It has to be said b'lashon hakodesh. A Yehudi Begola, listen to what Rav Menachem Etzion Zak says. A Yerushalmi, Hishver is the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim, the great Rav Pesach Frank, whatever reason finds himself in Chicago. And this is what he writes. A Yehudi Begola, Einenu Marshela Atzma Laharim Kola Bepumbi. A Jew in exile can't raise their voice. A Jew in exile can't speak too loudly as a Jew. Hu Mefached Pen Yor Negdo Hamas HaToshrim Anachrim Ba'amram, because he's afraid, if I call too much attention, if I speak too loudly, if I scream too Jewishly, I'm going to attract the hate and the negativity and the anti-Semitism. The Jew has to lay low. We spoke out many times the kliyakar. Pnu lachem tzafona, turn tzafona, tzafun hidden. Jews should live under the radar. Don't be ostentatious, don't be in your face. Don't have an Erev Shabbos siren. Don't. Yes, we should fight for our freedom, our religious freedom. Yes, we should fight for our place to be safe and secure. Yes, we can stand tall. We can stand tall and proud with a yarmulke. But also, we don't have to be ostentatious in front of anyone's face. And part of that is, still, don't quiet. Like Yaakov told his sons when they were going down to Egypt, Lama Tisra'u. He says, don't call attention to yourselves. Don't call attention. Blend in. You don't have to stand out. Don't be obnoxious. What you build, what you demand, how you approach the rules. Be like everybody else in your HOA. Be like everybody else in your development. Just follow the rules. The rules do apply to you too. Where you park and where you have minion and how you conduct yourself and what you build and what siren you blast. Just be sensitive. Lama Tisro, don't stand out. So a Jew in exile, a Yid in Golus, has to almost whisper. And we speak under appropriately the vernacular, the language of the land. You wouldn't know that if you go to Miami Airport, but everywhere else in America, you should speak English. English is the language of the land. That's what you should speak. If you speak English in Miami Airport, you're in trouble. It's like the second or third language there. But everywhere, that's the appropriate thing. Says Rav Menachem Mitzion Zaks, that's what the Torah is promising. That in the Gullus, you have to whisper. In the Gullus, you have to communicate in English, in this foreign language. But kisavo el haaretz, when you come to the land, asher Hashem lokecha nosein lecha nachala, that God has given us, it's ours. He gave it to us before he even created the world. V'yarashta, we inherit it, v'yashavta, but we live in it. Then v'anisa v'amarta. A Yid in Israel can scream from the rooftops, Ich bin a Yid, I'm a Jew. The siren for Erev Shabbos can blast. And the billboards are in Hebrew. And Saturday night, not Saturday night. It's Motzei Shabbos. And Friday is not Friday. It's Erev Shabbos. And the Jew who's practicing the least in Israel still says Shabbat Shalom. And Saturday night still calls it Motzei Shabbos. When I was a kid, I was in Israel for a summer program. There was a movie at the time called Mr. Saturday Night. I don't know. I never saw it. Mr. Saturday Night. I remember vividly still there were billboards advertising the movie in Israel. And the movie in Israel was called Mar Motzei Shabbat. Those were the billboards advertising the movie, Mar Motzei Shabbat. Because Va'anisa Va'amarta, in Israel, you could scream, you don't have to whisper as a Jew. In Israel, Lashon HaKodesh, Zok the Gemara and Sota. Mikra Bikurim, Va'anisa Va'amarta, is Lashon HaKodesh, is in Hebrew. It's our language. We don't have to adopt a language from anyone else. Good. Va'yivyenu l'makom, you go to the place. We're up to Pasuk Tes. What's this makom? Va'yivyenu l'makom, what's this place? Beis HaMikdash. Says the Sefri, in the merit of coming to this place, Hashem promises us this land. It should have said the opposite. Listen carefully. It should have said the opposite. God will give us this land, and then I'll bring us to it. Why does it say he'll bring us to it? And then I'll give it to us. It's backwards. Again, Pasuk Tes. Vayivyenu l'makom hazeh, bring us to the land. Vayiten lanu, and he'll give it to us. He should give it to us, and then we'll come to it. What do you mean we come to it, and then he gives it to us? Again, Rav Menachem Metzion Zaks. Such sweet, so geschmack, so beautiful. My friend Hillel, I know, is loving this parsha class, if he's listening this week. Hadachifa la'aliyah la'artza, aliyah shemedinas Yisrael menatzechetz ba'aliz achiz b'chom erchem ve'artz, because when a Jew wants to come to the land, when a Jew thinks of entering the land, we don't believe in secular Zionism. Zionism without religious before it is not our philosophy, our ideology. It's counter and anti everything what we believe in. We're not going to the land like every other country. This is not trying to become some secular entity. We don't go to the land as a place of refuge to flee from persecution. We don't go to the land to have some secular culture or language or government. We go to the land for the fulfillment of Hashem's promise. Ela makom asher yivchar Hashem. We're going to the place He's chosen, a place of holiness and sanctity, a place in which we are role models for the world, a place of Beis HaMikdash and Karbanos and Sanhedrin, Ki Mitzion Teitzei Sora, because from Yerushalayim and from Israel, the light of Torah should spread to the world. Litzur b'medinas Yisrael matzav she'olam ha-potentialim yakiru v'yivachu v'sharak ba yuchal hakim ulekayim batim kedoshim, to realize the only place that a Jew can live the most Jewishly, to express our Jewishness, to live the highest level. Only in Israel are you observing the mitzvah satulias ba'aretz, where you take trumas and maestros in your kitchen. In Israel, we'll keep one day of Yontif the way it was meant to be observed in that holy land. In Israel, we'll live batim kedoshim, v'rak ba'avirasa yimnu v'yatzras b'neim v'zmenoseim, and only there can we protect our family from assimilation, from intermarriage, and so on. And I know this is an oversimplification. It's his words, not mine. But certainly, in the triumvirate of Eretz Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Torah Yisrael, it's part of that combination. Rak az bischar biyaseinu l'makom hazeh beis hamikdash, merkash al kedusha, tiskayim b'milo havtacha, v'yiten lanas haaretz hazos. So only when we go for the right reasons will he give us and promise us that land. But if we erase or delete or fail to recognize the centrality of Torah in the founding of the land, of the country, in the protection of the country, in influencing and inspiring the policies of the country, if we fail to see the centrality of Torah, then we don't merit the land. And that's what the Torah is promising us. El HaMakom, when you come to the Makom Beis HaMikdash, when you understand its significance, that place, then Vayitein, then Hashem will give the land. But if we fail to understand and see and appreciate, then we are unworthy of His giving us that land. Perech Avav Pasuk Yid Aleph, ending up this opening. Mitzvah Bikurim and Vidoy Maisa. V'samachta b'chol ha'tov Hashem ha'san l'shem l'kecha u'leveisecha. And you'll be glad, you'll be happy, rejoice with all the good that God's given you, you and your family. You, your household, the Levi, and the Ger, everyone in your everyone in your midst. We've spoken a lot about this pasuk, one of my favorite. V'samachta b'chol hatov. In the past, we spoke about, what is v'samachta? How can I be happy? What do you mean I should be happy? The traffic? I came back. I walked out of the airport here. It's like you're smacked in the face. Record temperatures in South Florida for 100 years. It's so hot. Have you noticed? It is unbelievably and it's hot. You could cut the humidity with a knife. So v'samachta, what is it they're happy about? Happy? People have real problems. Happy? Some people are lonely looking for their spouse. Some people are waiting to hold that baby in their arms. Some people are unsure how they're going to pay those bills. Anti-Semites are speaking, are vocal, and we should be happy with samachta. How can you be happy? We've spoken about this pasuk many times. I'm tempted, but I don't want to, and I won't reiterate everything we've said before. But v'samachta, one of the, how b'chol atov. You know, we use in our own vernacular. People say, how's it going? All good. It's all good. All good. B'chol hatov. Chol hatov. It's all good. It's all good. Because if it's from Hashem, it's all good. It's all good. But I want to tell you, Degel Machan Ephraim, the Heilige Degel, from the Zed of the Bashem, Ein Tov Ela Torah. The Gemara Brachos Da'afei tells us, the word Tov, whenever we use the word Tov, Ein Tov Ela Torah. It's Chaimin Machazikim Ba. What do we say? Where's Tov there? Ein Tov Ela Torah. No. Tov Lahodos Hashem. Where's Tov? What am I thinking of the other Tov? But Ein Tov Ela Torah. Whenever we see the word Tov, good, it's Torah. The Gemara Chagiga Daf Yud Beis Ve'er Alekim Asa'or Ki Tov Lignos U'ginozol Atzadikim. God saw the light was good to hide, conceal, to put away, and he did so for the Tzadikim. So the Heilige Bashem says, what does it mean? He saw the Tov, Lignos, was Torah. And that's for Samachta B'chol HaTov, says the Degel. HaTov Hainu Ha Tov. V'samachta, what will make you happy? B'chol ha-tov. What's the ha-tov? The hey? Ritzalama shetizke la-hey, oros shel hey, chum shei Torah. When you embrace and you learn and you live the five chumashim of Torah, v'samachta b'chol hey ha-tov. Ha-ora nignas b'hem. Shetizke la-toras emes, v'maske yavin, ki kosem chascha lo tiyarak b'torah. All of our joy comes from Torah. I have to tell you, if you've never tasted it, and I hope you do, you're sitting, you're listening right now, wherever you are, the Parsha class, whatever class, when you open a sefer and you learn, and when you're tapping into your immortality and eternity, and you're expressing your highest self, not your mundane base self. Yeah, great food is great, a great beverage, a great drink is delicious. All of it's wonderful, but it's fleeting, it's transient, it's gone. But the Torah we imbibe, and the Torah we absorb, and the Torah that we learn, we are tapping into eternity. And nothing brings greater pleasure and greater joy. V'samachta b'chol ha-tov. The hay of tov. We spoke this past Shabbos. I may write it up as my article. The greatest pleasure there is giving nachas ruach to Hashem. The Ramchal, Derech Hashem, the end of Mesillas Yesharim. The greatest pleasure is knowing that we're giving Hashem nachas. Making good choices that bring Him pride. V'samachta, we have the ability to find joy. Where? B'chol ha-tov. Maybe the hay is the five chumashim. Hey chum shei Torah, or maybe the hey is Hashem. V'samachta b'chol hey Hashem tov. When you see the tov, when you feel the good, when we get the good of knowing we bring Hashem nachas, oh, there's nothing more pleasurable than that. Perachav dalet pasuk, perachav vav pasuk yud dalet. Turn the page. We continue with the vidoy meiser. The farmer now says, "I got everything right. I made no mistakes. I allocated everything the way I was meant to, and here I am." And he concludes, Pasuk Yudalad. He concludes, Lo achalti ba'oni, I made no mistake. Lo nasati l'myan l'meis. Shamati b'kol Hashem Elokai. I listened to everything. Asisi k'chol asher tzivisani. I did everything right. Everything the way I was commanded. Everything. What do we call this? The Mishnah in Sota calls this Vidoy Meiser, the confession of the farmer. What kind of confession is this? I say every year. Imagine I come home, I tell Yocheved, I have a confession to make. I need you to sit down. She sits down. What is it? I must confess. I'm perfect. I have to confess. I did everything right. I have to confess. I do nothing wrong. I have to confess. I've made no mistakes. This is called the confession, the vidoy meiser. And what's the confession? Lo avarti, lo shachachti, shamati. I listen to everything you say. Asisi kachol asher tivisa. I do everything you commanded me. That's a confession. What kind of confession is that? That we've spoken about in the past. But let's continue. Pasuk Dezvav. Hashkifa Mimon Kotshecha. Now he continues. Hashkifa, a great song by... Who sang Hashkifa? Who? No. Hashkifa. Gaze down from your holy abode. Min Hashamayim. We'll put it in the chat. We'll put it in the community so you join the community. The Parsha community. Kol... No, who sang it? Look it up, Kovi. Hashkifa mimon kachacha min Hashamayim. Uvarech es amcha es Yisro v'esadim asher nasata lanu. Kashen nishbata la vasayinu eretz zavaz chalav edvash. Gaze down from your holy abode from the heavens. Bless your people Israel and the ground that you gave us as you swore to our forefathers a land flowing with milk and honey. Gaze down and bless. Hashkifa mimon kachacha. What is this? The farmer just declared, as he's supposed to, like when you come into customs, do you have anything? Are you allowed to be bringing it here? Did you put everything where it's supposed to go? So the farmer declares at Jewish customs. He comes and he says, I didn't forget. I allocate. I gave truma. I gave meiser. I disposed. I burnt. I took care of everything the way I'm meant to. And how does he conclude his declaration? Hashkifa mimon kachacha. With a prayer. Yes, Hashem. Look down from your holy abode and bless your people on this land that you promised us. Imagine you come through customs in the airport. Anything to declare? Yeah, I have an apple and a chves. I have this currency and I have, and may you be blessed. And then you say to the customs agent, and now bless me. Look down from your holy abode behind that bulletproof glass and give me a blessing that my Uber comes quickly and that there's no traffic on 95 and that it should be filled with prosperity. What's going on over here? Finish your declaration and move on. Get to the luggage. What are you asking for? Hashkifa mimon kachacha. Look down. So I want to tell you an amazing Sharm B'Tfilah. Rav Shimshon David Pinkas Zatzal. In his Sharm B'Tfilah, on the Perek of Chiloy, he writes the following. It says, V'ani tfilah silecha Hashem eis ratzon. Every week at Shabbos Mincha, we say this pasuk, V'ani tfilah silecha Hashem, my prayer to you, eis ratzon, in this moment. Eis ratzon. Shabbos Mincha, eis ratzon, Rav D'Ravin, ratzon Shabritzonos. Shabbos Mincha is a time of eis ratzon. It's an auspicious, holiest time of the week. Lo kol itim shavos l'tfila. Not all moments and not all times are equal for davening. Yesh manam shem b'miyuchad eis ratzon. Dirshu Hashem b'imatzo kruso b'yokarov. There are moments God says, I'm here. Let's hang. Let's schmooze. Let's have a DMC. You know what a DMC is? Abba, let's have a DMC. Come, sit on the couch. DMC, ask your grandchildren. DMC is a deep, meaningful conversation. You don't get them saying that often, that if they say it, you drop what you're doing and you go have a DMC, a deep, meaningful conversation. Not every moment is equal for an opportunity to have that conversation. Half the time you try to talk to them, your children or grandchildren, you get a grunt, you get a head nod, you get a, school star, how was school? But if a child says, let's sit, let's talk, let's catch up, let's schmooze, let's have a DMC, that's an eis ratzon. That is an it. You drop what you're doing and you go, you run. With the Ribbono Shel Olam, not every moment is equal. There are moments he's more open, more available, moments he's more receptive, moments that he's more likely to respond positively. And we're in one of those moments now. Dirshu Hashem b'himatzo kruso b'yokarov. The king is in the field. He's not in the palace. He's not guarded by layers of protection. You don't have to use protection to get an appointment. The king is in the field. Go talk to him. Mizmana yaratun b'siyim. So there are different times of the year. One of the times, says Rav Pinkas, is Mizmana yaratun b'siyim hashlamas mitzvah. Sha'az shari shamayim psuchim b'schus ha-mitzvah. One of the moments that we should offer a tefillah is when you complete a mitzvah. When you do a mitzvah, don't just do the mitzvah, drop it and run. Do the mitzvah and then daven. In the merit of the mitzvah you just did, a mitzvah creates a connection. A mitzvah gets his attention. A mitzvah creates an eis ratzon. Take advantage and ask. And he says, we see this where? Here. The farmer finishes and he says, I did all the mitzvahs correctly. I gave truma, I gave meiser, I did everything right. And how does he end? He says, I did everything right and now give me a bracha. Hashem, I'm asking for a bracha. I want prosperity and health and wellness and goodness. You see this in the Gemara Baba Basra, says Reb Pinkus. Reb Eliezer, Yaif Pruta La'ani, Reb Eliezer would give tztaka, v'hadar matzli. He would give tztaka, and then he would daven. We think he gave tztaka to daven, he daven because he just gave tztaka. When you do a mitzvah, you get the attention of Hashem. When you do a mitzvah, you create connection with Hashem. When you do a mitzvah, you get an audience with Hashem. Don't waste it. Don't squander it. Don't not take advantage of it. Daven. Daven. That's what we do. Why do women give a little tztaka before they light the candles Friday night? Because they give a little tztaka, they light candles, and they say, Hashem, children, grandchildren, I long for children, or bless my children. It's a moment, an auspicious moment to daven. Every time we do a mitzvah, we couple it, we have an opportunity. When they do the mitzvah of lighting the candles, they also use it as an auspicious mitzvah. If you're running so late that you just light candles and plop on the couch with the mishpacha or ami or whatever you're reading pleasure, you're missing an opportunity. In the merit of the mitzvah you just did by lighting candles, Hashem says, I'm all ears. I'm all ears. You know, when is your parent more likely to listen favorably to what you need? When you just come up out of nowhere and they're busy and they can't give attention to you, when you just cleared the table on Friday night and you put away, you washed all the dishes and you helped put away all the leftover food, and after you were incredibly helpful and you did something amazing and created a connection, they say, do you have a minute? Can I ask you something? Kadosh Baruch Hu, after we do the mitzvah, not we're doing it on condition, not we're doing it to find favor, but when we do it, we create that connection. We do it, we show he's a priority. And therefore, he's more receptive. It's an Eis Ratzon. And where do we see and learn that from? We see it from our Pasuk. No, it's gonna hit me. It's an old band that... Kol Achai, thank you. Kol Achai, Ashkifa Mimon Katshach. Come on. Okay, but Kol Achai is the version of my youth. It's the one that plays in my head every year, Parshas Kisavo. Every year, Parshas Kisavo. Perach Avav, Pasuk Tezvav. Kol Achai is playing in my head, and it could or should play in yours too, because it's a beautiful song. Okay, moving right along. Hashkifa Mimon Katshacha. It's a beautiful Menachem Tzion on this one too. Hashkifa Mimon Katshacha. Uvarech. Okay, I'll read it to you. Achar Yaseh. He says, after we do everything we're supposed to, now we daven. Hashkifa Mimon Katshacha. We have to know, Aleinu Tamid Lasas Ba'atzmenu Kafishi Adonu Magios, Yadenu Magios. We should do as far as our hand extends, and then daven to Hashem. Ekra, we see this in another beautiful song. Who sings this? Ekra lelokim leelyon lekel gomer alai. No? Shashelas, excellent. Ekra. I once did a series. I only did it a few times. I didn't keep it ongoing, but it's worthwhile to bring it back. We have all these beautiful songs we sing, and no one knows what the words mean. Could you imagine you sit at a kumsitz, a fabreng, and a tish, and don't just sing words, but have it be a religious transformative experience? Shairiba will be here this Shabbos. He has a concert next week down here. I told him, I just put out this week a conversation with him, a bonus behind the Bima. I think in it, or maybe after, before, I told him, particularly Americans, they know his songs by heart. When he has a concert here, every song he stops singing halfway and the whole audience continues singing. But most of them, if you say, what do the words mean? They have no idea. And his songs have such depth that even Israelis who can translate or know the words don't necessarily know the chazal it's based on, what's really happening inside. I told him you should put out a companion book to your songs to learn and study and understand that when you sing, you won't just be moved by the music, you'll be moved. So here we've got to Hashkifa Mimon Katshacha. I guess this qualifies as another in that series because we're going to talk about two songs. Hashkifa Mimon Katshacha, beautiful song Kol Achai, and Ekra Lelokim Elyon, another beautiful song by Shashelis. Ekra Lelokim Elyon, I call out to God above, Lakel Gomer Alai. I'm calling to him, Ligmor, to finish and to complete and to provide everything that I need. Ein Maisa, Ein Bracha. Now, what's interesting about all these is, when does Hashem, here's his spin on it. It was worth coming just today for this. Listen to this insight. Listen, this is a very important insight. When does Hashem shower us with bracha? When he finds us working. When he finds us taking initiative, when he finds us making an effort. If we cop out, if we're lazy, if we're passive, if we're spectators, we don't get the bracha. We have to work. B'chol asher ta'aseh. How does it end? Hashkifa, Hashem shower us, Ubarech es amchas Israel, and bless your people, bless all of us. The blessing is on all that we do. Ein maisa, ein bracha. If you don't buy a ticket, you can't win the lottery. If you don't have a job, you can't break out and do phenomenally well. If you don't eat right, you don't take care of yourself, you're not going to be healthy. He's got to find us doing work. You see the pasuk in Tehillim. Gol al Hashem darkecho, batach alav hu yaseh. Gol al Hashem. So, and play ubatach alav, and place your trust in him. The Lashon gol is galgal, which is a wheel. Kemosha adam yesh lo chafetz kaved agul. If you have a very heavy item that's round, and you want to move it from one place to the other, what do you have to do? You have to get it started. You have to roll it. If you get it started, something very heavy that's round, the momentum will carry it. It will continue. But what do you have to do? You have to get it started. And that's Galgal Hashem Derkecha. It means Hashem says, you get it started. This heavy thing, you give it the first push. You get it started, and I'll carry it from there. But if you think you're going to sit back and watch and wait, if you think you're going to make any effort or take any initiative, you've got to get it started. If you get it started, then Hashem says, I'll push it and I'll carry it forward from there. Pasuk Avav, Pasuk Tezayin. Hayom Azeh, next section. Hashem and the Jewish people are inseparable. Hayom Azeh, Hashem Akechem Etzav Chalasos Chum HaYilevus HaMishpotim. Moshe tells the people, today God commands you to do, to observe His laws. V'shamayit v'asis osam, and protect them and observe them. B'chol levavcha, with all your heart. V'chol nafshecha, and with all your soul. How do you read this? Hayom. How do you read the word Hayom here? It's the simple understanding, simple reading of the word Hayom. Hayom Azeh. Today, God is commanding you to observe all of His laws. Today, God's command. We're here. We have this conference. We're having this meeting, says Moshe. I'm giving this talk, this speech. Why? Because Hashem wants you to start observing His laws. But says the Beis Aaron, the Karliner, says the Hilig Beis Aaron, Rutzalom Hashem Lokechem Etzavcha Shetaseh Es, Hayom. What is it He wants you to do? Lasos. Meaning, how do you see the word lasos? Lasos means to make, to do, to create. What are you doing? So a simple understanding of lasos is lasos is going on the chukim and the mishpatim. Comes along the Karliner and he says, no, the word lasos is going on hayom. Make today, today. Make today a great day. Too many people are stuck in the past or they're lost in the future and they forfeit the present. Too many people don't realize that you can't change the past. And we're not yet up to the future. And all we ever have is the present. Sefer Dvarim, that word hayom is used over and over and over. Rei nasati rei anochi nosem lefnechem hayom. That word hayom is over and over and over. And Moshe's message to the people is don't wait for tomorrow. And don't be stuck and paralyzed and debilitated by the regret of yesterday. Live today. That's the only dimension that we live in. It's the only dimension that matters. It's the only dimension we can make. It's the only dimension we can influence and impact. Is hayom, is today, is right now. So hayom azeh Hashem Elokecha mitzavcha lasos. Today, God commands you, make it a great day. You see how we punctuated the pasuk differently? I love this. Chassid Shavort. Says the Beis Aaron, the Karliner. Hayom azeh today, Hashem Elokecha mitzavcha lasos. God's commanding you to make today. Make today a great day. Don't wait for tomorrow. Don't think about yesterday. Today, now, here, in the present. The present is the only dimension. So therefore, make it, create it, live in it, take advantage of it, and live it to its fullest. Perek Chav Ches, Pasuk Beis. Moving along, we're skipping Perek Chav Zayin, new commitment, Brachas and Klalos, Hagrizim Har-Evel, Baruch and Arar. We've gone through a lot of this. Bottom page 1074. If you listen to the voice of Hashem who's commanding you, the we all stood at Har Sinai, and the heavenly voice God spoke then continues to reverberate and resound in our ears today. You can hear Him calling. If you shut off all the other noise in your life, you can still hear Him calling. He's calling our name. He's calling out to us our mission, our neshama, nishmasi, our purpose, our uniqueness, our soul. He's calling all of us. And what is He telling? All these blessings will come upon you and overtake you, kisishma, if you listen to His voice. I love this pasuk. Uvo alacha kol habrachos v'hisigucha. Translate those words. Uvo alacha kol habrachos. all these blessings will come upon you. Uvoa lach will come upon you. And the word v'hisigucha. And they will, what is the word v'hisigucha? They will overtake you. Says the Degel Machne Ephraim, another Degel, the grandson of the Bashem. Tzarech lahavin zeh she'en lo biur. L'chor ha'yiroi lo amar lehepach. Hu yasigas abrachos, v'lo she'abrachos yasigu oso. You should acquire and appreciate the brachos. Not the brachos acquire you. Uvo alacha kol abrachos v'hisigucha. The blessings will overtake you. What do you mean the blessings overtake you? You acquire and comprehend and appreciate the brachos. Pasuk has it backwards. How do you translate these words? Wonders the Heilige Degel. Ach ha'inyinu k'moshes pa'al David HaMelech. But we have a pasuk in Tillim. Ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni. Ach, what's our hope? Ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni kol yimei chayai. Ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni. May only good and kindness pursue me all the days of my life. Ki lefamim adam boreach min ha'tov. You know, when I was young and deciding whether I should start dating, I won't give you all the background over here, but I was with one of my Rebbeim, Rebbe Neuberger, and I was talking to him about it. We were at a wedding, thinking about it, trying to decide, is it time, right time? So there was a mekubal at this wedding, passed away, a legit mekubal, not a kablan, but a mekubal. It's a big difference between the two. And the difference is whether he charges you money. That's how you know the difference. He was a legit mekubal. So Neuberger said, he said, ask him. So I turned to him and I said, I'm thinking about dating. He asked me how old I was. So at the time I was 21, young. So he said, Ach tov v'chesed, yirdefuni kol yimei chayai. And that was it. He walked away. I didn't understand what he meant. So I chased after him. What was he saying? Ach is gematria 21. Tov, matzah isha, matzah tov. Ach tov v'chesed, yirdefuni, 21. It's time. Go for it. Baruch Hashem, happily ever after. But at least for me. Haynu ki lefamim adam boreach min atov. Lefamim adam boreach min atov. Sometimes a person is running away from the good. Machmas kotzer daito shen odeim utov. Sometimes tov is chasing, good is chasing us, but we're so stupid. We're so stubborn. We're so obstinate. We're so misguided. We're so confused. We don't even realize that the good is chasing us. The good is chasing us could be a person in our life who we shun, we push away, we break up with, when they were the answer all along. The good could be a job opportunity, an investment opportunity. The good could be an invitation to a shir. There's so much good that chases after us, but we're so foolish that we don't see it. And that's why David davens, Ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni shem, yirdefu acharai, v'yasigu osi. May the goodness chase me and may it catch up with me. Let me not outrun the good that's running after me. May I not outrun the good that's chasing me, but let the good chase me and catch up with me. And that's Ubo Alacha Kol HaBrachos V'Yisigucha. Said the Degel, may the good Hashem let the, you have so much bracha. There's so much bracha. Sometimes we don't realize. We have a roof over our head, car to drive, food to eat. We have a family. We see what's missing and so we're miserable. Instead of realizing there's so much good running after us. So may we appreciate and understand and acknowledge and be masig, may have a hasaga. To have a hasaga means to chap, to appreciate, to understand. We should have a hasaga of the brachos that we have in our life and the brachos that are running after us and that are chasing us. The Menachem Tzion also addresses this pasuk. Mar benachasa mar bedaiga, says the Mishnah Avos, the more possessions we have, the more problems you have. If you're a homeowner, you know that. When you rent, you don't own anything. But the roof leak and the broken boiler are also not your problem. But mar benachasim, the more you own, mar bedaiga, the more you have to worry about. Kosha adam mar belurchosh lo nechasim, kach misra betayvas liyos nechasim. And the problem is, the more we have, the more we want. Our rabbis understood that. Chazal said, ein adam yotz min olam v'chatzi tavas biyado. People die, and they haven't even fulfilled half of what they want in life. I don't know if Elon Musk, that's true for a trillionaire. He's a trillionaire. Although he tweeted recently, money doesn't buy you happiness. So he may have a lot of money, the first trillionaire, but he doesn't have happiness. So you have mea, you want masayim. If you have 100, you want 200. You're not on the Forbes 400, you want to get on the list. You're number 400, you want to break into the top 100. You're in the top 100, top 10. You want to be top 10. You want to be number one. You're number one. You're still something you're not happy about. Most people on a Roman Asher Muflogim Bashiros, we see people who have incredible wealth, who could retire, who could live with quiet, with tranquility, who can enjoy what they have, but they're still working hard because there's an insatiable appetite, ambition, aspiration, want more, want more. That's how we were created. Oiv kesef leiz bekesef. Shlomo HaMelech said, you love money, you'll never have enough money. So that's why, what do we ask for? Ubo alecha kol habrachos ha'ela v'hisigucha. Habrachos ha'ela yavu lecha hesed maleh v'shalem. A bracha is when you can stop and press pause and take a deep breath and say, I am so blessed. I'm satisfied and I'm gratified. Tomorrow I'll go back to working hard and wanting more. But for this moment, I can be fully present with gratitude for what I have. I can have a hasaga. If you have all the brachas in the world, but you have no hasaga, you don't appreciate, you're not gratified, you're not satisfied, you don't feel blessed, then you have nothing. You could have very little and feel incredibly blessed, and you could have everything and feel empty and lacking. So that's why we ask v'hisigucha, hisigucha. Kibarach Hashem, birchas Hashem ta'ashir v'lo yasev atzev ima. Ki habracha shel ashiras hartzuf emunas v'Hashem, tafik lehesek mu'ushar v'tov. Eizu ashra sameach b'chelko. The biggest bracha is not the bracha. The biggest bracha is knowing you have a bracha. So many people are so blessed and they have no clue. They're clueless to the blessing in their life. But if we'd be able to see the blessing in our life, that's the greatest blessing of them all. To see and to know and to feel the blessing in our life. Alas, we're back and it's no different. We're still out of time and barely got through what we wanted. There's a brand new Lekach V'alib of Nezer HaParsha, Rav Avram Shor Shlita. Incredible, incredible. The Mahaduros Goldenberg, very grateful to the Goldenbergs for sponsoring it. And as always, Rav Shor doesn't need my endorsement. It's phenomenal. And I had so many things I wanted to share with you from it. L'Rosh V'lo L'Zanav. I guess I'll just pose it as the question, but I can't tell you his amazing insight to it. But, you know, on Rosh Hashanah, we're going to wish each other. We're going to sit at the Rosh Hashanah Seder. We have a Rosh Hashanah Seder where we eat all the simanim. And when you eat the head of the fish, or if you're really lucky, you have the head of a sheep. And you say, L'rosh v'lo l'zanav. May you be the head and not the tail. Where does that come from? Be the head and not the tail. You got to be number one. All of a sudden, Jews are competitive. We got to be number one. Be the head and not the tail. Come in first. May you come in first in the challenge contest at shul. May you come in first in the intramural basketball. May you come in first in whatever you're competing with. That's our bracha, L'rosh v'lo l'zanav. So where does this come from, this wish, this hope? It comes from a pasuk in our pasha. It comes from a pasuk in our pasha. To be L'rosh v'lo l'zanav. That's part of the brachas and the klalas. What's the connection? What's Rosh and what Rosh and Zanav says? Rav Shor, head and tail are not talking about first place and last place. Head and tail are not first place and last place. It's the difference of the role of the head and the role of the tail in our life. What's a head and what's a tail? He elaborates, he has such beautiful insight into. He also, I think it's been 5 years that my notes are for a pasuk that every year I say, we'll get to it next year. So next year, Parshas Kisavo, we're going to start with the end. Tachas asher lo avadat Hashem lekecha besimcha v'tuv lev. I have a Rav Shor, a Kutzker, a Lesitcha Elyon, a Malcha Shlomo. I have a lot of insights on that pasuk. That's where we start next year. It's great to be back. If you're in the WhatsApp group, join the community. If you're not in it, join the community. If you want bonus and up-to-date material and the Parsha write-up, and hear Kol Achais Hashkifa Memon Kachecha, and Shal Shelatz Ekra, join the community. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and stay holy. And we hear Besoros Tovos, Yeshuos, Venechamos.